Now, have you heard of this new exhibition that's on at the moment, the New South Wales State Archives and Records exhibition, Blaze, Working Women, Public Leaders? It's currently on at the Whitlam Institute, and we're going to be having a bit more of a chat about it for Dictionary of Sydney this week. I am very excited. Nicole Karma joins us now to run us through. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So what's the go with this exhibition? What's it about?
So it's about trailblazing women
in the
New South Wales history, and it features quite a range of course, trailblazers, as I've just said. And one of them is Margaret Harper, who was a paediatrician and infant health pioneer, and also Rosette Edmonds, who was our first female professional town planner. And she was that in the 1940s, she was appointed as a civic survey officer. And so a range of stories, but I wanted to talk about one very special lady and a true trailblazer, I think, in every sense of the word, and that's the Aboriginal activist Pearl Gibbs. And she was actually featured a lot last week during NAIDOC week because of the theme was Because of Her We Can. And
yes.
I thought it was quite fitting to talk about her now, despite the fact that NAIDOC week is over, but we're still celebrating.
Keep it going for the rest
Kick
of the
year. So Pearl was actually born in La Perouse in 1901, and she first, when she was very young, she worked as a domestic worker in the Potts Point area. And she actually spoke out against the New South Wales Aborigines Welfare Board and their control over Aboriginal people at that time. And this was in the 1930s that she was doing that. And then in 1954, she became the first woman to be elected to that board.
Oh, cool.
And this was just the, you know, one of many achievements and trailblazing moments for Pearl. And she was also, in addition to her work with the board, she was the first Aboriginal woman to speak on radio.
No
so
way.
So there we go. Relevance. And she also spoke at Speaker's Corner, you know, in the Domain. And
yeah.
That was in 1937. She,
wow.
She got up on a ladder, actually. She climbed a ladder on a soapbox,
yeah.
And that's what it was. That's what it was all about. And she actually recalled, there's a kind of great quote in a book, but also on the City of Sydney's Barani website. Great website if you haven't been to it. About Aboriginal history. And she recalled that moment that she got up and spoke, and she said that she, and this was a quote, she shook and shivered, and this was because she was so fighting mad at the at the injustices that faced by Aboriginal people. And she spoke, and she had a very booming voice, apparently. And also in 1938, she joined the Aborigines Progressive Association and the Day of Mourning and Protest, which was the famous protest in 1938 on the 26th of January, which was in protest against Australia Day and what it actually meant. But this is something that I didn't know about her. She also suffered a kind of personal tragedy when her three children were removed from her care by her estranged British husband.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Yet another story of the removal of Aboriginal children from their mothers.
Mm.
But also among her many other achievements, she also founded the Aboriginal Australian Fellowship alongside Faith Bandler in 1956. And that was a group which was formed to campaign for equal pay and citizenship for Aboriginal people. And, you know, people have actually, I've often heard the way that she was described was she was very much before her time. And the Aboriginal poet Kevin Gilbert, and I think this is quite fitting, described her as someone who, and this is a quote, lived and breathed, ached and bled Aboriginal affairs.
Wow.
And that was Pearl Gibbs. And she's just one of the many stories that you can find out about in this exhibition. And it's at the Whitlam Institute, which is at the old, the Female Orphan School at the Western Sydney University campus in Parramatta. And that closes on the 27th of July. So check it out. We'll have more information on at the Dictionary of Sydney.
It sounds like it's really, really cool stuff. And, you know, I'm imagining there's a heap more stories.
Oh, there are. There was just, I was like, I can't talk about all these amazing women, but definitely go check it out.
No worries. Where can we find out more information?
At dictionaryofsydney.org.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Karma there running us through Dictionary of Sydney. As she said, Blaze, Working Women, Public Leaders, which is currently on at the Whitlam Institute. We'll pop the links for you up in the podcast. Definitely check it out if you get the chance.